Hi, and welcome to the Be More podcast. I'm your host, Jen Rotman. Thank you so much for tuning into another episode where I'll be sharing with you my discoveries on how to feel more beautiful, powerful, and confident by connecting with your feminine energy, and most importantly, to have some fun along the way. I'm so excited for this episode on why you don't say what you want to say, because honestly, this used to be one of the most frustrating things that I used to drive myself crazy with. Like, I went through a really weird, you know, period in my life where I was literally driving myself crazy because I didn't understand why I didn't have the courage to say what I wanted to say, right? Like, I was constantly limiting myself. I was constantly watering down my message. Like, I was getting so stuck in my own head at one point that, you know, it didn't matter if I was in a business meeting and I didn't ask a question that I really wanted to ask because I just, you know, was scared of looking stupid, or I wouldn't pitch my idea because, again, I didn't want people to, you know, reject it or somehow think that I was stupid or, you know, think of me in a disrespectful way. You know, or if it was like, you know, even just at networking gatherings, like not walking up to someone or saying something in a certain way, you know, because I was constantly just in my head, like constantly obsessing how other people would see me and if I was saying the right or the wrong thing. Like, that was really at its worst. And it was also a beautiful time because as I was driving myself crazy, I really had to come to terms of like, what the hell's going on? Because I definitely haven't always been like that. I haven't, in fact, you know, most people would call me quite opinionated and like that, I never shut up. But I was a period of time where I was like so fearful and so stuck in my own head, but it allowed me to really look at some things. And it also came to a beautiful point that today I have really found my voice in the most powerful way I've ever found it. And I really know how to express, you know, every day I'm learning to express more and more of who I truly am and integrating all the different parts of me. So when I was like really in this crazy place, what I really looked at is like, you know, I started asking myself, like, why am I so, you know, why am I not saying what I want to say, right? And, you know, I had to look at some, you know, get honest with myself on a few things. And it was just, I was so fearful of other people's opinions and their judgments, right? Like I was so, like I said, obsessed on how other people would respond and if I was doing the right thing or not the right thing. But it also really led me to you know, realize that the reason I was so fearful was really because there was a disconnect from my, you know, feminine energy. And I'd been trying to, you know, and I don't want to blame the industry I was in because it was a very male-dominated industry, but I definitely, like I said, it wasn't the fault of anybody else around me, but of myself, that I was trying to really use a male voice in a way. Like, I was trying to copy everyone else. And because most of the people around me were men, I just was trying to be like them. And that's just not who I actually am, because, you know, not everyone woman is, you know, feminine at their core, but the majority of us are. And, you know, I really realized that I'd been for such a long time trying to, like I said, achieve and you know, run my business in this very masculine way, because, you know, let's face it, we live in a world where most of, like I said, and that's nobody's fault, it's just the way it is, most businesses are run in a masculine way. Even the women that are successful are, like I said, using, you know, the kind of masculine energy of, you know, pushing forward and being very masculine in the way they express themselves to, you know, succeed and be successful. And like I said, a lot of us, including myself, I have to honestly admit, like, you often see the feminine as very weak and, you know, not so respected, or, you know, whatever else other stories we tell ourselves. So, but, you know, for me, I really realized because I was so disconnected from who I truly was, that's why I was having such a hard time, you know, expressing myself. And it was driving me so crazy, because I am a very driven person. And I really, you know, also at the same time had this deep feeling that I had a really important message and some, you know, an impact to make in the world. And I have certain gifts and talents that I want to share. And, you know, like I said, kind of, it was very frustrating for me that I didn't really know how to express that. And, you know, in expressing ourselves, like I said, again, you know, I'm sure men have this issues with this as well, but I do think it tends to be a lot more women that get kind of restricted, because as a just general culture, we have been, you know, taught to kind of disconnect from the feminine in a way. And again, this is not about anyone's fault. This is just about, you know, we just evolve and we change all the time. And for me, ever since I've been able to connect back to the more feminine parts of myself and integrate all the different parts of myself that are disowned, that's where I really found, you know, the power in my own voice. But like I said, it really, you know, it all started with really me starting to accept myself, right? Like accept the fact that I had been limiting my own voice and really accepting that it was me, right? It wasn't any other circumstance. Like I said, it's not anyone else's fault. I don't have anyone else to blame, or it's because I was in a male dominated industry, or, you know, all the people around me were, you know, a certain way, or, you know, like I said, we all tell ourselves all sorts of stories of why things are the way they are, or why we're not able to say the things we want to say or do the things we want to do. But the truth was, it was just me, right? Like, I had to really accept for myself, I was the one that was really limiting myself. I was the one that was really restricting myself. And I was the only one that was also going to be able to fix it, right? By really starting to get honest with myself with some of the things that, you know, why I was holding my back and how I was living my life and how I was expressing myself, you know, beyond words, right? I mean, I want to kind of focus on, you know, really the words we speak in this episode, but obviously expressing ourselves goes way beyond just what the words we speak. It, you know, encompasses everything. And, you know, even when I changed industry, I was still finding the same issue, even as I was putting out content online. You know, so many times, the more creative I got and the more I was really coming closer to my own real truth, the more scared I got, right? Like, I always know when I'm really close to something that really is me using my voice, because I get really fearful. I'm like, oh, I think that's going to be too much. And, you know, what are people going to say? Or what if people get it the wrong way? Or if people don't understand me? And these are, you know, really classic, beautiful things of, like I said, the feminine energy. We so want to be understood. We so want to be seen. Right? That's really, and again, not just women have this, men have this as well. It just tends to be more, you know, like I said, most women are, their core dominant energy is feminine. So it's an even greater desire, which is also why we feel so much frustration that can manifest in all sorts of destructive ways in our life when we're really not saying what we want to say, or when we feel like we have to quieten down, or, you know, we have to dilute our message or water it down. So, like I said, the really first step, if you're finding yourself in that kind of situation, is to really start accepting and taking responsibility. Like, accepting that you're the one that's actually, you know, quietening yourself. You're the one not saying what you want to say. And also another big key is accepting, like for me, was really accepting the fact, and this wasn't easy at the beginning with, but it was the truth, that I was, you know, what I was really fearful of was how other people would respond, right? I was so, you know, kind of obsessed on other people's feedback, and feedback being positive in the sense that people would respect me, that I would be seen a certain way, and, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, I had a certain image in my head of how I wanted to be seen. And, you know, I was very fearful of saying anything that would not match that image. But here's the truth, like, I am not in control of how other people see me. And, you know, if we govern, like, you know, if I had continued to, you know, only say things that are going to be accepted by everyone, well, then I will never be able to say another word, because there's always going to be people that reject me, or that they say what I say is stupid. And, you know, what really helped me realize this is, you know, when I think about all the people that have inspired me so much, you know, that I really have shaped my life and that have influenced me so greatly and really a part of who I am today, because, you know, and these are people that I know myself personally, but there's also people that I've never, you know, met in person, but I've, you know, read their books or, you know, watched the movies or listened to the music. You know, we all have people that we really admire and that have really inspired us and that have really influenced us, you know, deeply. And think about them, right? Like, it's easy to think, oh, well, they have all the confidence in the world because they're so successful and so many people admire them. But the truth is, first of all, it wasn't always like that, right? They had to speak first before anyone was inspired. And even the most successful person in the world, the most, you know, inspirational figure, probably has 100 times more people that judge the hell out of them, right? And that completely disagree. So, you know, even if you think like great, you know, inspirational leaders like Gandhi or, you know, Nelson Mandela or, you know, Mother Teresa or someone, like, there's so many people that think they've, you know, like, that hate those guys, right? Like, and think everything they say is wrong. But, you know, think about how our world would even not be the same if it wasn't for those people and for those people not using their voice and speaking what they had to say. So for me, another real big part of accepting, you know, like acceptance and really helping me find my voice was this acceptance of, you know, speaking my, you know, like using my voice and saying what I want to say. I cannot have it to be defined of how other people react to it. The only thing I can do is really remove all the fears, you know, build my own inner confidence that I can be more and more connected to what I actually really want to say, and that it's coming out as clear and as authentic and as powerful as it can. And, you know, constantly practice that and just say what I have, you know, to say, and let the chips fall where they fall, right? Because you just don't know the rest, and we can't make it determined by anybody else. Think about some of the people, like I said, like so many artists, you know, especially a few hundred years ago, they literally died. And, you know, it wasn't many years later that people were even, you know, celebrating and praising their work. And yet that has been some of the most influential, you know, pieces of art, or, you know, even like books and things that were written that then create a whole new movement. So none of us really, you know, these are things that are just up to the universe, not up to us. So we, all I think we can do as individuals is, like I said, is get rid of the fears, find a confidence within ourselves so we can speak our truth and say what we have to say while we're here. And like I said, and leave a legacy that we really feel, you know, proud of. Because, like I said, the things that we do say and the people that we do influence and the pieces of art, or, you know, an art and creations that we create, if that, even if that's our, you know, children or, you know, businesses or, you know, paintings, it doesn't really matter. What we create while we're here, those things do stay even once we, you know, we leave this planet. So that's, you know, so important to really, you know, if you want to find your voice and your power of your voice, like I'm going to do another episode on and some like practical tools you can actually start using to start finding the power in your voice. But, you know, in the meantime, if you also want to do some more work on yourself, definitely go and check out my inner confidence training. Because like I said, that's really what it's about. Like the more confident we become in ourselves, the easier it's actually going to be to say what you want to say. And like I said, in the next episode, I'll give you some more tools to kind of build upon as well. But thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope this, this episode helped you. Share with me on social media at Jen_Rottman, which is RottMann, your thoughts and your insights and your aha moments. I always love hearing from you guys as well. If you have any questions, you know, shoot them to me, because I always love hearing from you guys and obviously create new episodes based on those as well. But other than that, thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll hear and see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Be More podcast. This episode is sponsored by my Inner Beauty and Power training. You can go ahead and watch my free inner confidence video training via the link in the show notes, on any of my social media channels such as Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, at Jen_Rottman, spelled RottMann, or you can head to jenrottman.com.au. Any questions, or if you need support with anything, feel free to contact me via any of my social platforms anytime. Until next time, be your beautiful self, stay fierce, and have fun.